All right, everyone, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. Your daily dose of 5-minute genius, your quick-fire shot of inspiration to get you through whatever day life throws at you. I'm Jay Carter, your host, and today we're talking about something incredibly important: taking breaks and practicing self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here we go, another preaky podcast about meditation and yoga, hear me out. We all know the hustle culture, right? The constant pressure we're on, always doing, always achieving. But what happens when we forget to hit pause? What happens when that hamster wheel keeps spinning without a break? That's where today's episode comes in. We're talking about how taking breaks and practicing self-care can actually boost your productivity, creativity, and overall well-being. Seriously, it's not just about feeling good, it's about performing at your best. Ever felt like you're staring at a blank page, completely drained of ideas? You know that feeling when your brain is fried and nothing seems to click? That, my friends, is a major sign you need a break. Your mind needs time to recharge, to wander, to make those magical connections without the pressure of doing. Think about it like this. You wouldn't run a car for hours on end without refueling, right? You wouldn't expect a phone battery to last forever without charging. So why do we treat our brains differently? Our minds are incredible machines, capable of amazing things, but they need time to rest and recover just like any other part of our body. Here are 5 key takeaways to make self-care your superpower. First, schedule those breaks. It's not about being lazy, it's about being strategic. Set aside dedicated time in your day for a mental refresh, even if it's just 10 minutes. Step away from the screen, go for a walk, listen to some music, or simply close your eyes and breathe. Trust me, that short break can make a world of difference when you come back to your tasks. Second, unplug regularly. Seriously, put down the phone, log off social media, and disconnect from the constant stream of information. Give your brain a chance to decompress and process everything without the digital noise. Ever notice how much clearer your thoughts are when you're away from your phone for a while? It's amazing what a difference a little digital detox can make. Third, engage in activities you truly enjoy. This isn't about adding more to your already overloaded schedule, it's about making time for things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Read a book, listen to a podcast, paint, play music, whatever it is that makes your soul sing. Make sure you're doing it regularly. Fourth, prioritize sleep. Sleep isn't just about feeling rested, it's essential for cognitive function, emotional regulation, and overall health. Aim for 7 minutes, 8 hours of quality sleep every night. And before bed, ditch the screens and create a relaxing bedtime routine to signal your body that it's time to wind down. Finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need support sometimes. Whether it's talking to a friend, family member, or therapist, reach out when you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Okay, here's something real. I used to be that always on tight, constantly checking emails, working late nights, pushing myself to the limit. I thought it was what it meant to be successful. But then I hit a wall. My creativity dried up, my energy plummeted, and I started feeling burnt out. It was a wake-up call. I realized that I needed to prioritize self-care. So I started implementing these things: scheduling breaks, unplugging regularly, engaging in activities I love like playing guitar, prioritizing sleep, and being open about my struggles when I needed support. You know what? It changed everything. My productivity skyrocketed, my creativity flowed again, and I actually felt happier and more fulfilled. Let's recap the key takeaways. Taking breaks boosts productivity, unplugging reduces stress, doing things you love fuels your soul. Prioritizing sleep recharges your mind, and asking for help shows strength, not weakness. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up as your best self, both personally and professionally. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, step away from the screen for a few minutes, and remember you deserve to feel good. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boost. Together, let's make taking care of ourselves a priority. See you tomorrow for another dose of Brainstorm Boost.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.